Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Mike Piff is with us. You might know Mike because he does podcasts sometimes with Kevin Powell. It's all about food. And Mike, is it true that you visited 30 food trucks this summer?
I did. Thanks for having me on, Lisa. Yes, starting back May 17th was actually the start of the Chicago Food Truck Festival at Daly Plaza. So every Friday, they basically had a big wagon wheel of different food trucks around the Picasso there at Daly Plaza. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to try as many food trucks as I can in the Chicago area all summer. I tracked it on our Chicago's very own Eats page on the website. And I got through 30 different trucks. I can't believe there were that many to go to, but it was a lot of fun. I got to get out and explore, stretch my legs, and found some regular spots, not just at Daly Plaza, but across the city where there are trucks, at least three, four, five of them lined up on a daily basis in the city.
Yeah, I see them lined up over by the Art Institute. I see them lined up sometimes over by the train station. So, they find a spot. I don't know if they have to be permitted, but they set up shop. Did you have conversations? Did you find that most of these people only have a food truck, or do they also have a brick and mortar restaurant?
Most of them have only food trucks. What I did see was that, you know, I would go find them online. And they would do catering there. A couple have brick and mortar, but those are the ones that have kind of been around for a while. Like Fat Shallot, I know, has one. Reggie's, you know, the music club, they have a food truck. But a lot of these, it's kind of like the ultimate, like, small business, just on wheels. And these workers are so passionate about what they do and the items they're making that you know that what you're getting is kind of made with love.
Yeah, it used to be just those pickup trucks that had like those black silver things on the back. They would call them roach coaches. And that was way back when. Now food trucks offer some of the best food in the city. What is it that you had, Mike, that was the absolute best?
Oh, my gosh. The absolute best was from the What a Jerk truck, which they serve jerk chicken dishes. And the best thing they had, I'm still thinking about it to this day since the middle of summer, is the jerk chicken chimichanga with this incredible jerk sauce that was on there. It's also like the funniest truck they have out there. It's very Instagram worthy with a bunch of fun quotes that you could take photos in front of. I actually saw today over at the Daly Plaza Food Truck Festival. That one, and there was these fried cornmeal empanadas from the La Cochinita truck, which I find in maybe like five different places on a weekly basis. Still thinking about those as well. And there's also I had never had Harold's or Uncle Remus. I feel like a bad Chicagoan for not having those chicken places, but they have trucks out there. And those wings are the truth. I've heard so much about them, and you just ask them what they recommend putting on there. They will not lead you astray in that way.
Wow. And fairly reasonable. Are food trucks still priced at a fairly reasonable price?
Yeah. What I would recommend is when you go to a food truck, because I think they do try to have the best quality food possible, is like one item is enough for a meal for you, which would be in like kind of like that $5 to $7 range, sometimes even cheaper than that. But like Fat Shallot, that was the first place I went to. They had this buffalo chicken sandwich, which could feed three different people, and that was like $6. So
wow.
I think you get the, you know, your bang for your buck when you get just even one item from these places. And that was really how I approached each of these. I tried one thing each time. Sometimes two trucks a week, three trucks a week, and I did not, I didn't break the bank on it. I'll put it that way.
And did you post pictures as well?
Yes, I did. On my on our Chicago's Very Own Eats page, I had a tracker going with a photo of the truck that I visited, along with the food that I had. I had that going on our website, but also on my Twitter/X page, I had a whole thread of every truck I tried, where I found it. And I also just made sure that whenever I posted these things, I made sure to link to where you could find them on Instagram, because that's probably, you know, the best way to track where they're going, or a website that they had going as well. But yeah, that was, you know, I love my food and I love posting photos of it. And I think people love that too.
Okay. And one last question on the what a jerk thing, because you identified that as some of the best food that you had while you tried all these Chicago food trucks. I have an issue because I think that they tame jerk down in this country because people can't take the way it is traditionally served in Jamaica. Was it a true jerk, or was it just a little milder than what you would normally get?
That is a very fair question, because there used to be the jerk chicken truck where it was that spicy. It was a very popular truck. This was, I will say, toned down a bit. So if your taste buds aren't, you know, can't handle too much spice, this is totally fine for you.
Okay, great. All right, check it out. Chicago's very own Eats page. That's WGNradio.com, right, Mike?
Yes, correct.
All right, thanks for joining us.